Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Alma. Good morning.
Good morning. You sound like you got a stuffy nose.
Was actually out yesterday because I was sick.
Oh, you sound like you got too sick over the phone.
It's okay, but I feel better now.
We can hear you a little stuffy.
It's
They sent me an
okay.
email to check the website. The website, the flip show in the back, after I sent them over 20 pictures, it's still everything about the pool. The font, they left me the same that I changed. The logo on the top is fine, everything, but my dad's to the point where he's thinking that he just wants to cancel it. He doesn't even want to go through with it no more because he says that they're giving him a big hassle for right now just for something about a vessel that it's nothing to do with the job and it's never came up in his background before, that there was no point of it. He didn't want the hassle no more. He's tired and he just doesn't want the fuss, and he knows me getting sick and stuff. He doesn't want me to be fussing that much either.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I asked the team about the Google Verified. So they said that you normally, let me just pull out the exact words that they actually said. So anything that they said about the background check is actually based on the, like, any felony charges or anything that they have noted is actually from the social security number. So when they do background check, they actually run your social security number, and then whatever that is provided as, let's say, any charges that are actually seen there is actually connected to the social security number.
He says he's
So,
not been arrested. He has no tickets, no nothing. Nothing in over, years, he says. Nadia, I mean, that's what he says, but the only reason he was saying a boat was because when they talk about vessel, like, they're actually talking about a vessel over there, and the really nice people, they say vessel, they don't say boat, so that's what he's saying, but he says he's not had no nothing wrong with his background. Nothing. I mean, and he's put a whole background behind him too, and they didn't put nothing back on his background.
I understand. I'm so sorry to hear that. The other option that we can actually go ahead and do is that we can have another person. Let me see. Let me just be curious what they have just updated me very quick, so sorry. Let me just quickly check again the email that they sent. Let me see. This was sent on Wednesday to PNAV. It's the 25th.
Let me pass you in anyway, because he wants to be, he wants to actually say a couple things also, because, like I said, he's not too happy. Hold on 1 minute.
All right. I think that was wrong. I can't find the email that was forwarded to me. Because they said that either way, it has to be filled out for evidence to consider approving the background check. So, let's see.
I guess he must be a little bit that he was doing. Because right now he's already, he's getting little jobs here and there, but it's from his own. His own, like, people at work, people he used to work for, the church, people that recommended him to other people, but otherwise he's not getting his leave. And that's the thing he understands. Okay, fine. We like, okay, fine. It's all good, whatever. They're giving a big hassle for the Google Verified. We won't do the Google Verified. We'll stay with Flash, but... He goes, that this Flash was actually showing his leads, and lessons they're not. He's like, no.
I understand that. So what we did was that we went ahead and re-optimized your account so that it would actually go ahead and give you more visibility in traffic. So to give us more time, if you would allow us, I remember I extended your billing, right, for 2 weeks so that you don't get billed. I'm gonna make it a total of 4 weeks for us to give us more time to work on your account. So yes, rest assured that after this optimization, we should be getting more leads to come.
I understand all of that, and to me, it's fine, and I understand it. Like, oh, make it through one way or another. But he's worried because if he doesn't have work for it. For his employees, he's not, he's going to end up losing his employees and they're going to go work for somebody else. Plus, he's, then that's him more worried on him as how he's going to pay the bills and everything. I understand and I'm grateful what y'all doing and everything, but he still needs, like, he's not going to want to wait a week to 2 weeks to get leads.
Yes, I totally understand that. But yeah, I mean, if you just give this another chance to go ahead and continue working on the account, because we've submitted this one already for your optimization show, we're really hoping that in the coming weeks we should be able to get you more leads. Anyway, mm-hmm. On your primary search phrase, you are already ranking number one there, so we assure you, you have visibility already in your primary search phrase or in your primary area.
I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, if we're getting, we're the primary ones, why isn't there no leads coming in?
Let's go ahead and do an account review. Let me check your account here.
We add him on already. Where did it go now? I just had it. Miss Annie?
Yes.
Yes.
I fell it.
Yeah.
It's local flesh.
Oh, okay. Hello.
She's gonna work with us, and she wants to give us more time and stuff. Or she's gonna credit our account just to give them more time to optimize and fix the page and see what's going on and why haven't we got no leads? Because she says we're number one ranking.
Okay, but what is the payment as of today, right now?
Yes, Art. So your billing actually failed the 17th, right? So initially I went ahead and extended 2 weeks on your billing to give you more time on that one. And for now, since we will be reoptimizing your account, we will give you a full month of credit, which means instead of paying for this month, it will be on us. So that we have time to go ahead and optimize your account.
Okay. Well, that's good, and I appreciate it. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, first of all, we're under no contract, and I like it that way. Second is that I can send a payment in. And for the past month, there has not been any work coming in. I'm not saying smother me with work, but I'm saying enough to pay you to continue having you on my side. And that's not happening. That's not happening. So, it is not good business to invest a dollar that is not going to return a dollar. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So for me to keep you, you need to keep me busy. If you cannot do that, we need to part ways.
So like I told you, we're having trouble with the Google Verified and all that, and that's when everything started, so we might as well just
okay.
Think about all of that.
Back to that. Ma'am, you need to understand one thing. I've already talked to one of your representatives.
Mm-hmm.
A vessel violation, meaning outboard, a boat, a watercraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there was such a thing with me, if there was such a violation, which there is not, but if there was, what is a vessel violation have to do with a hammer, with a compressor, with a screw, with a nail? Why does a vessel violation have to do with what I do for a living, and that is construction on land? If you are going to make it such an issue, I say goodbye to you, because that is about the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and stupid enough, stupider, that people don't see that. So, we can continue or we can part ways today, because that's about the stupidest thing ever. A vessel violation is keeping me from getting leads and you from proceeding doing construction, and this is a vessel violation, not like it was my work truck. You see how stupid that is.
Oh, I totally understand that part.
What are you guys getting paid for? This doesn't make any sense. And I'm not one to fuss over any darn thing. If it gets in my way, I don't stress about it. I move on. I treat everything like business. I treat my home like a business. It runs better that way. And in business, if it's not working, you fire it. You replace it. So what are we going to do?
Yes, Art. I have asked our team about this one, informed them that you did clearly recall doing the trials, and I was asking them to what would be our next step on this one. So as soon as I get an answer, Art, I will go ahead and update you so that we know what to do next or what would be our resolution on this one.
Okay. All right. I wait to hear from you soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the best, like we said, we can't have it to where we wait and there's no leave, and his workers end up finding jobs somewhere else because we don't have jobs for them.
I mean, look, what are your competitors that I'm not too crazy about, but I am pleased with them, is Angie Pros. They keep me with work. I dropped them to go with you, and I'm thinking that was a mistake. So you need to prove me wrong on that.
Yes.
So I don't want to have to go back to them, but if I have to, I have to. You know, it's business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that.
So I hope to hear from you soon, okay?
Yes, I will update you on what will be.
Linda, call me later.
Yes, sir. Hello. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He's,
no, it's okay, Gina.
No, he learned. My dad don't know how to speak to people so much. His temper gets to him, and I told him before that they're helping, they're trying. And I understand his side of the view because he's just stressing, like, we end up finding out he might have to have surgery. So it's a good thing that I'm going over there because besides me getting sick, they end up thinking he's going to have surgery on his shoulder.
Oh.
He's not the type to usually rely on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's thinking, okay, I need to do work before surgery. I need to do 3 or 4. They have work going to the guys. I need to have work going to this, that I can leave them there and still make money and pay the house payment and pay and help you. And I'm like, that don't even worry about me. He's worried. Like, he's already leaving tomorrow. He's leaving tomorrow to come get me.
Yes, yes. I actually understand where he's coming from. There's really a lot at the moment, and it's very important that we keep him busy for the jobs. And of course, if like what he has mentioned, if he feels like it's gonna be like a block on him, then he will have to go ahead and let it go. But I will go ahead and find more ways and solution on this one. Our team mentioned that either way, the form needs to be filled out for Google to consider approving the background check. So I am just asking them, like, what are we going to fill out? Like, are we going to fill out that it's not applicable? Or I'm asking them solutions on this one. So I will really get back to you as soon as I get, and hopefully they can respond to me today, because it's already Friday before weekend comes, so we can get a resolution before weekend.
That would be, like, I am really sorry the way he's my dad. He needs to learn it. Like, we've talked about it, because so most of the time that's why we used to argue back then and stuff, is because he gets to that, he like that, yeah. He talks that, he starts getting mad, and that's his attitude. His attitude win, and like I told him, you can't talk to people like that. You have to, for your clients, you talk to them like that. He goes, some of them, and I said, that's why you're not getting laid. Because he gets to him when they call him, and they'll ask silly questions, well, how do you know this, and how do you know that? Well, yeah, he's been doing it so long, he'll start to explain them, and he isn't tolerated at all. That's why we used to argue, like, because I'm just like him. I tell him straightforward, and I told him, Dad, look, I don't want to argue and fight with you. I don't have long. We don't know, and we've been through too much, and I want a relationship with my father before I leave this place. I said, so please just learn how to talk. You want to talk to people like they talk to you, and you want them to talk to you as you deserve it. Yes, you're right, and not enough, but I am really sorry about the way he was yelling. And
oh, it's a Daniel problem. I know. I understand. So no worries on the board. But anyways, yes, we have already submitted this one for optimization, and we will do more posting for you. And with regards to the pictures, like what we have talked about, I will go ahead and I sent this already to our team, so I was hoping they could go ahead and update, but I will follow up with them. Let me just clear my cache on my laptop, because sometimes when update is done, I have to go ahead and like clear my computer so that I can go ahead and see the updates. But let me check in with them. I already told them that the pictures in the homepage are mostly pool pictures, so
I give them wanting me to choose, but like I said, I'll go ahead and I give them the choice of all those pictures I sent them. Since they work in there, they'll know what fit better. It's just making a different picture each time. That way people can see, oh, well, he doesn't only do decks. He doesn't only do pools. He does, because he has some from that go in there inside a kitchen, because he said the kitchen was dipping. He's got one in a living room. He's got one where I put him doing a ceiling fan. He was putting a ceiling light or something on. There's a few pictures he was actually willing to take next to the deck. I said, "Hey, I need you working, not just standing there modeling." He goes, oh, okay. that's just really. He's hard-headed a little bit. He's very, very big-headed sometimes. So I am sorry you don't deserve to be spoken to that way, and I will talk to him because, no, he don't, but he don't need
it. It's okay. It's all right. I really understand where it's coming from. It's just the pressure of everything, like everything that's going on. So it's fine. It's understandable.
Life is just wanting to hit him so hard, like his wife and then my brother and me, and him having to have surgery, and he's just worried of leaving everything unpaid. He's like, man, I don't want to die. He goes, I don't want to be one of those old parents that leave you in debt. If you're not leaving me dead, you're not leaving me so harsh. But thank you for understanding, and yeah, like, if there's something, because he just doesn't want to leave the guys with no work, because there's no, like I said, no work, and the guys end up having to go find work banks for themselves somewhere else.
Yes, I'm definitely, don't worry. We're really going to go ahead and work harder on our end so that we can get to better needs. More. And then I will update you on the Google Verified campaign. So you should be getting a call from me today, later today.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Thank you, Alma. Good night. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah.